live in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hit that subscribe, tickle that. All the things available everywhere. TikTok, full videos on Instagram. And I've become one of those people who's texting while doing videos. Okay, here we go. This is Vegan Steven Music. Alright, so here we go. We're going to talk about setting up a little home studio. Just a little, you know, small one. Say you got, like, no money. No money is a good budget. I think I talked about this already. Sure, I'll talk about it again. Alright. So, you got a laptop. Brilliant. So you're most of the way there. That's the most expensive thing. You'd need a sound card. And... Alright. So a sound card, you need an external sound card. So all that is a little box. And it has like two outputs on the back. That's maybe three. So you have your speaker left and right. If you're really rolling in the money. Or you hook it up to some... We'll get to that in a minute. And then you have your little headphone jack. So you might have two inputs as well. So... That could be a microphone or a little drum machine, probably just your voice, and all that lovely stuff. Alright, are you still with me? So you have your laptop, you're after forking out guts of 100 quid, second hand maybe 50, very very important to go to a well known brand for your sound card, otherwise it'll be crashing like a motherfucker. I don't think I'm allowed to curse. So, yeah, I was going to list off some brands, but I'm not going to. You only have to spend 100. So you need a sound card, and you can use whatever earphones you have around. So the sound card, you only really need the sound card if you're recording. Ideally get a very very small one, USB powered, because you just want to have something little small, you just whack it out. You can get all these big ones like 19 inch racks and all this, just keeps going because you want all these inputs, but just you need one input, maybe two, ideally two. You don't really need MIDI input because that can be done over USB and so on. So try not to go with a brand that's like the store brand for a sound card. You don't want to be... Ideally get second hand one for 100, kind of that price range. And get like an old one, ideally. So get one like that's like old so that it keeps the price down. Or if you have a load of money, there's just... You can spend... So all the sound card does is there's an analog to digital converter and a digital to analog converter. So all that does is when you're recording your voice in, how that analog sound wave gets turned into ones and zeros and recording the computer and back out again into your speakers. It stops stuff like the hum in the background. All that fucking noisy stuff, and it's So you can use any free software. You'll probably get one free with whatever one you're talking about. I've already talked about the DAW. If you got a little sound card, I'd recommend you just get a little small one with just two inputs, is grand. Two little mic pre's. That's just for turning up the volume of the microphone. Because you might have to power a little SM58 microphone. That's the most used microphone. So the thing with these little cheap preamps that come on these things is they introduce a lot of noise. So keep the volume around 7 if you can, I'd say. So headphones, ideally like big jobs, big headphones, and that'll probably get you through it. You can hook the outputs to, if you have an LCD player or something in the house, you can hook up the aux input on the CD player, which normally you'd stick in your iPod or whatever, so you can plug that into your sound card. Generally, a lot of people I've come across just have the sound card but don't bother plugging it in, because they're like, ah, effort that. So that's why I'd really recommend just have a little small thing that you don't even have to think about, with the old microphone input. And two microphone inputs, probably the way to go. They can also be used for line, like a keyboard or whatever. Right, so you have your laptop, you have your sound card, which you'll need if you want to record stuff into it, audio files. You can get studio monitors, which are different from speakers, because generic hi-fi speakers, and they generally give a more flat sound, as opposed to the hyped up lows and hyped up highs of a hi-fi system. So you need to think about what room you're in. If you're in a small room, you need small speakers. If you're in a big room, you can still use small speakers. You need a big room if you're using big speakers, because otherwise it's going to be a bass build up in standing waves, and it's going to be a big mess. You need a furnished room if you have no moolah, but you're really going at it. A bookcase behind you is absolutely fabulous. Behind you, keep your speakers, if you can, 1.5 feet away from the walls, not in corners, because there'll be bass buildups. Stands, so they're decoupled from surfaces, because that will influence the bass. You don't have to worry about this stuff too much, because it's not as if you're going to be doing mastering at this stage, or even much mixing. So it's very good to use speakers because of ear fatigue. Never have the speakers louder than talking volume, because once you're fatigued, it's just like, you know, after a day's work and you just can't concentrate, and then your whole perception's out of whack. Alright, so keep it low, because your ears are your life. And earplugs anytime you're out. not anytime you're outside, just fucking at gigs. I know people who just have tinnitus, like, they're not even musicians, they just went to a lot of gigs. Flipping hell, like. Yeah. The tinnitus is that constantly ringing in your ears, so you gotta be very, very careful. There's no need to have your headphones up loud. Those little in-ear ones are just bad news. We all use them, but yeah. I guess like eating vegetables or something. So studio monitors, you don't need them. I think you could probably get a second hand pair. It's just if you start getting new stuff, you're really paying a premium on it. Just fine if you got loads of moolah, but you maybe not want to invest loads of money just if you're just trying it out and seeing if it's right for you. So little dynamic microphones are the way to go. SM57, maybe just get SM58s, little sound card, ideally sound card with the most, anyway, if you're going to be, yeah, so you got to keep the microphone very, very close to your mouth or your source, if you're going to be using dynamic. Because if you have it like far away, you're just going to hear loads of noise, because the preamp just can't really do it. Alright, so you got your microphones. Get a dynamic microphone, that's if you want to talk. They're about €100 on you. I wouldn't recommend paying much less than 100 for your mic, because otherwise it can just sound like a big fucking mic. So it sounds very muffled. So you got your sound card, all the rest of it, you got your speakers. You need, if you're going to get speakers, you get active speakers, because otherwise you're going to have to get a big preamp that's going to be huge, and then you have to have your speakers on top of that. Alright, so active speakers, there are speakers that you actually have to plug into the wall. Wonderful. So small speakers, ideally. Smaller, just small. The roll off will probably be at 100 hertz. Is it 100 hertz? 100 hertz. So you won't be getting all that boom. But the thing is, if you have big speakers, the low end is not accurate. So you're going to have massive bumps and massive. Some notes are going to be really loud and some notes are going to be really quiet. And that's because of all the standing waves. That's to do with the shape of the room, how much. What's that thing called? Diffusion is in the room. So if you're in a room, say, you know those padded cells that you see like on TV in the insane asylums or something. If you were recording or mixing in that room, you'd have to keep turning up the high end, the treble. Alright? But as soon as you went out to any other room, the high end would blow your ears off. Like, oh geez, this is very tinny. Oh, that really hurts my ears. So that's why the room can have an effect. So ideally just mix whatever room you normally are in and use to listen to music. So use whatever earphones you normally use and use whatever speakers you normally use. So plug them into your TV system or whatever. That's versatility and stuff. And working with no money. So you got your sound card, as I keep saying. Microphone, you need an XLR cable for that. XLR cables are absolutely gorgeous. The theory behind it. Oh, I love them. They're very nice. So you get an XLR cable. It doesn't matter which one you get. Maybe spend a tenner on it. Yeah, it's more so about guitar cables. You have to spend a few bob to get a good one, but because of the phase cancellation involved in the XLR microphones, you don't have to worry about them so much. Well, that's balanced cables, but not guitar cables are not balanced. 14-inch, quarter-inch jack. So that's why there's so much noise involved, because they don't have phase cancellation. There's three wires in an XLR cable: in phase, out of phase, and earth. And they sum the in phase and out of phase together, and that gets rid of all the extra hum and noise that builds up through two lengths of cable, because any sound that is not consistent in the two sides gets deleted. It's so good. Every time someone talks to me about it, I'm like, oh, absolute genius who came up with that. Just coming from growing up with guitar, there's only two wires. There's like the live and the earth. Depending on how long your cable is, you end up picking up all sorts of interference. If your power cable's running parallel to your other cable, you're going to be, and if someone's running a lawnmower in the next power supply, that could end up coming on. It's fucking wild. The AC lights and stuff, the hum comes in. Just absolute mess, shit show. But sure, we all do it. It's fine. It's the struggle of playing a guitar, bass, whatever. Okay, everyday struggle. Alright, so the reason that you're using a dynamic, not a condenser, is because a condenser will pick up everything in your room, and a dynamic microphone is very forgiving to your room, whatever room you're in. You could be, a lot of rooms will just kind of sound the same with the dynamic and so on, whereas with a condenser it'll pick up like everywhere. It'll pick up all the rumbling outside the cars, it'll pick up the fans above, it'll pick up someone giving out in the next apartment. But if you have your your dynamic up close to your face and stuff, there'll be someone in the next room and you wouldn't hear it on the recording. Especially if it's in a mix and there's other things going on. The thing, if you want a condenser, there's ways around it. You can use a certain pickup pattern, which makes it most sensitive only in front. Cardioid, which is based on the heart shape. Cardioid. So if it's going to be picking up all this high frequency stuff, all this low frequency stuff, you have to worry more about gates. Possibly de-essing with all the high frequency content, unless it's a low voice male. And you have to worry about short and long reflections. So that means, like, when you talk, the reflections that are coming back straight away, and the long reflections is more like an echo, like, hey.
Hey.
Because a lot of that detail won't be picked up on the old. So I'd say if you want to hear the room around you and the environment, get a condenser. And if you just want to have your voice or whatever it is and just have that isolated and not pick up the room dynamic. If you don't know what you're doing, dynamic all day long, every day. You can be running around the room with a dynamic and you might get away with it. But if you do that with a condenser, you just hear, and then the brain wind. condensers are shy crack. I'm using two at the moment, so they're like high definition and pick up everything. But you can probably hear the computer fan, you can hear all this rustling. Whereas if I use an old microphone, you just hear it nice and... Where's the old thing?
Today on Vegan Steven Music.
That might be a bit, because I'm talking into the microphone there. I guess if you're planning on not even talking into the microphone like I am, I don't know why you'd want to do that. It's an awful idea, because you need to have a controlled environment. You need to be like, honey, I'm recording. You keep it down there, just tell the kids not to make any noise for the next hour. But look at that. So, dynamic, if you want to record your voice. If it's just synths and drum stuff, like, you can get away without a sound, without external sound card if you're not recording. USB microphones, bit ropey. Just get an old sound card. Ideally, nice headphones would be good. Don't worry about wireless. Don't do wireless for the love of flippers. Sure. Well, it's fine. It's fine. We already talked about DAW and stuff like that. So active speakers, you need two cables going out to that. They're probably quarter inch jack rails, balanced XLR, so that's the outputs, your sound card, your inputs, two microphones if you want, or else whatever you want. Going out into your speakers, that's two leads. Active speakers, small ones, maybe, I think I'm looking at 5 inch woofers in here. So when I mix on 8 inch woofers, there's a lot of low end, and normally you have two woofers, two tweeters, which takes care of the high end frequency, and then a subwoofer, which if you had it solid, it would just be like all that lovely low end stuff. If you want to get like what everyone else uses, like, you'd get they're sold in as single speakers, so you'd be looking at 250 each, so 500 for a pair. You don't need stands. There's, but you can put bits of foam underneath it, and that will stop the cut down. I think it's diffusion or something. I can't remember. It'll help decouple it from its surface. I think you can use like foam and magazines and stuff. Ideally, you want your speakers pointing at your ears in a, I think it's an equilateral triangle with the back of your head. In the equilateral triangle, I said, "Hey, keep those speakers away from the walls, foot and a half if you can." That's only if you want a flat response. But for mixing, this is all ideal stuff, because I've seen people mixing like songs on just one speaker, and it's pointed at just fucking one of their ears, and I'm just like, "Oh, jeez, how are you doing that?" Like, but it takes all sorts. There's been I'd say generally just get on with it and don't worry about it, because records and stuff were recorded on a lot like shitter quality than we ever have. Like, the tools available at our fingertips is amazing. You can even create a lot of the backing tracks and stuff without even having the sound card, and you can have the singer or something send you the... There's even been tracks by like Gautier and stuff where they record into the microphone on the on their phone, or else on their Mac microphone. So their sound engineers were not impressed, and it was a lot of work to make it, and it kind of sounded a little bit distorted and so on. They've even, for certain sections on songs, they've used the laptop speaker for the drums, because it really compressed it and squashed it. If you're really stuck, what you can do is, you don't have money for a microphone and all that, I'd recommend using the microphone on your phone, on the little attached one, saving that as a voice message and emailing to yourself, and then open it up on the session, because might be a lot better than the alternative. Alright, there you are. Little sound card. Little microphone. Little dynamic. Up close to the face. You gotta keep it up close. You can't... Yeah. If you're gonna be moving your head around and stuff a lot, and planning to have it on the table, you probably want to get a condenser. Well, as I said, the problem with that is it picks up loads of stuff in the room. And said there's ways around that, using a gate and stuff, so that just means anytime there's silence, it just cuts off the sound. So that's pretty handy. There's ways around it. As for outboard gear, you don't really have to worry about all that. Be careful buying sound cards, because some sound cards can only be used with certain softwares. Particularly with the early days of Pro Tools and stuff. That was quite messy. I think it was DigiDesign was linked to them. So yeah. I think that's the stuff. Speakers. You can just use computer speakers if you want, just to get you going. Ideally in a furnished room. You don't want one with that. Do you know when you're just moved into a room and it's kind of in a new house and it's all tinny? That's not good for the old sound. Wood floors are good. An armchair behind you is absolutely ideal, and curtains in front of you, but that's top notch. Now the view with curtains are gorgeous, because the curtains are behind the speakers and all that stuff. But generally people do have them jammed in the their speakers. I've seen loads of people. I'm just like, how do you get this sound so good? Your room is fucking shite. They just have it. Most people just have a little corner in their bedroom, or else a bit of a spare box room, and they just have the speakers jammed in the corners. Let's give them a complete Artways bass response. But they're like, yeah, I like the bass response. I'm like, you're wrong, or whatever. But just whatever, fucking, they make it work and sounds brilliant. So. A lot of time they check their stuff with a spectrum analyzer, which shows if you have a big bump at like fucking down the sub somewhere, and they just wait you to go whoop. I think it's multiband compressor you can use, so if it goes above a certain point in that frequency, it tells the signal to go up. Down you go, turn that down. Multiband compressor, very nice things that we have available. Don't worry about spending any money on plugins or any of that stuff. You'll probably get a free trial with, yeah, I think I mentioned Reaper is kind of good. I think you have to pay for it at the moment, so yeah, there's always a new kid on the block. I think Behringer might be coming out with a free DAW or something soon. And there's loads of like out of date softwares which I think might be free because they're like open source and shit. So sure, comment below what you like to use. There's you can spend loads, like €500 just on the software, and then it updates every year, and that's like another 100 and something. So that's why a lot of people left certain brand names, because they're just really milking the money for constant updates. And the audience got frustrated. Little mic stand is good, and a little spit guard is good for the microphone as well. There's a wide variety of microphones, and generally, you get they're pretty good. Like even the shit ones are pretty good. Like even the shit sound cards are pretty good. Like even the woeful ones. A lot of people get like a really good one, a one that would have been really good like 5 years ago, and it's still good now. Whereas if you buy it, like the latest one out now, it goes for anything, I guess, cars. If you buy the latest one out now, you're paying a big premium. And sometimes getting a lot less for the same money. Yeah, firmware is very, very important. That's why you need to go with a good brand ish or at least a brand that's still feckin' working, open it, because it'll stop the firmware, and then you'll have to buy a new sound card because it won't work on a new system. Perhaps that's looking a good bit into the future. You'd be surprised if you ask around your friends what they use and so on. It might give you tips. It doesn't matter, as I mentioned before, it doesn't matter which DAW you use. I've had a good few episodes there. Let's check that out. Alright, so we'll leave that there. Post some comments, I'll have my people look into it for a future episode. This has been Create Now. Don't worry about any of the tools, it's all a load of flippers. You can record a good sound demo-ish on your phone. I think there's even software you can use on your phone. So just get going. Don't worry about all this stuff. And check out all that good Vegan Steven official merch downstairs. I think that is everything. Just enjoy yourself. It'll be great. Over and out. Have a good one. Vegan Steven.